Live from Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. California snowpack was off to an impressive start this winter after a series of storms just pummeled the state. And after several dry weeks, a round of unusually cold storms have dumped even more snow. Yosemite National Park is closed with no ETA for reopening after park officials say snow was up to 15 feet deep in some areas. The Sierra has also experienced blizzard conditions, prompting the temporary closure of several Tahoe ski resorts, as well as creating dangerous driving conditions. Although much of Northern California is getting a little bit of a break today, I did a couple skips this morning to my car. Temperatures remain pretty chilly, and even more snow is forecasted in the Sierra this weekend. On Friday, we'll get an update on the state's snowpack from state water managers at Department of Water Resources. But in the meantime, we're going to head up to Donner Summit, get a check-in with Andrew Schwartz, lead scientist at the UC Berkeley Central Sierra Snow Lab, which has been recording some pretty impressive snow totals this winter. Andrew, welcome back.
Thanks for having me on, Vicky. Always a pleasure.
I've been following your updates on Twitter and seeing the encroaching snowpack outside of that window. I think it's like the kitchen of where y'all are.
Yes, we have two windows remaining that are not completely covered on the second floor. One is in our kitchen, as you mentioned, that realistically, the snowpack's already above. There's just a little sliver carved out by the wind that has allowed it to keep light. And the last one that does still have a little bit of room between it and the snow is the one next to my desk that I'm sitting at right now, which has, I think, a corner that's about 8 inches big that's allowing in some natural light for me.
Wow. I mean, that is just incredible. You know, what does it look like today? We're going to get into what you pretty much wrote out over the last week, but what does it look like up at Donner Summit?
You know, right now it's actually really very peaceful. We've had a few flurries this morning. We're getting breaks in the clouds and sunlight starting to come in for the first time in days. And of course, there is plenty of snowfall around. So it's a little bit like a winter wonderland this morning.
So on Sunday, you tweeted the Sierra was in for a wild ride this week. You were included in that wild ride since you're living up there. Did the storms live up to your expectation?
Absolutely. You know, it's always a challenge when I first look at these forecasts and decide whether or not they're going to pan out. And, you know, typically we kind of scoff at anything that's more than a week or 10 days into the future for being accurate with a forecast. And so I saw these amazing totals coming up and I went, there's no way. And as we got closer and closer and closer, it actually looked like that was going to happen. And so I think what I ended up saying was 6 feet to 9 feet is what we were expecting. And we got about 7.5. So right in the middle of it. And to say that it met expectations, I think, is an understatement. It was some of the wildest conditions I've ever been in.
I mean, then how do you keep the lab going and staying safe when you're buried in that much snow?
It takes a lot of painkillers and a lot of back and arm work shoveling snow, to be honest. You know, the lab has been built to withstand these severe conditions, but we do have other infrastructure around here that we need to regularly clear. We have fire exits that we want to keep clear. We have the propane tanks that, if they aren't cleared, can explode. We had an incident where one exploded in a nearby neighborhood last week. And then we also have, of course, all of our instrumentation that we want to make sure doesn't get weighed down and break either. So it's mostly just a lot of snow shoveling in between when we're doing measurements and hoping that we can stay up with it.
Yeah. You've been recording some extraordinary measurements. I mean, as of Tuesday, on Twitter, I saw that the snow lab was 100 inches. That's more than 8 feet above its seasonal snowfall average. I mean, that just sounds impressive. What went through your mind when you actually recorded that number for the first time?
I think it was a little bit of disbelief that I had. You know, I came into this position just about 2 years ago now, and you know, there's been a lot of dry winters and a lot of kind of discussion on whether or not we're going to keep seeing primarily dry winters. And so I kind of sat back and I went, oh man, am I ever going to get the chance to have one of these really big winters, or is it going to be sooner or later when it happens? And us being well over 100 inches at this point above our seasonal average is incredible. And it's kind of a badge of honor too, because now I know that I can survive the absolute worst of it up here.
Are you still in what would be described as blizzard conditions?
Today, no. They've relaxed a lot. Yesterday was the hardest day I've had at the facility by far. We have a path that goes from the front door of the facility to where we measure the snow, and that's about 50 to 60 yards away. And yesterday was the first time I've ever taken a misstep where I sank in about 5.5 to 6 feet.
Wow.
To the point where it was concerning about actually being able to walk out there safely on my snowshoes. It was absolutely crazy. Couldn't see anything. The wind was howling. The snow was so deep and fluffy that I couldn't gain my footing to try to get out there. And so luckily, I was able to make it out there. But I ended up doing the measurement at 6:40 after setting out to do, or excuse me, at 4:40 after setting out to do it at 3:40. It took me a full hour to go 60 yards in the snow that had come in.
Wow. I mean, and these systems just feel so much colder. Are these colder than the storms that, compared to the storms that you've experienced up in the lab just earlier this year at the start of the new year?
Absolutely. Yeah, you hit the nail head on. You know, we've got these really cold storms that have been rolling through, and they're dropping, you know, as I'm sure you're probably aware, that light and fluffy, almost champagne powdery type snow instead of what we see with our normal Sierra cement. You know, that's something that we would ordinarily be concerned about if we're getting 8 inches or a foot. But the fact that we're getting 12 feet of snow over the last week means that we probably don't need to be as concerned about the moisture content of the snow because there's so much of it. But yet these storms have absolutely been colder. And in general, it's been one of the coldest winters that we've had up here.
We had the wave of, you know, 9 atmospheric rivers. I mean, who's counting, right? In late December and early January. But February was pretty much dry across the state. Do you know, like, what impact, if any, did the dry period have on the snowpack in the Sierra?
Yeah, realistically, we didn't see much of an impact at all, fortunately. We did see standard snow processes occur. You know, when you don't get a whole lot of new snow, the existing snow compacts down further and further. So even though the height of the snow got to be a little bit less, we didn't actually see any melt. We didn't see a whole lot of evaporation, and most of the water content, in fact, I think all of it for the most part, stayed intact during that dry period.
Wow. You know, there is the big D word, drought. I mean, how much will the snowpack and what we've pretty much experienced this winter help mitigate or buffer drought conditions across the state?
Yeah, that's the big question, right? And, you know, I think it's one that's become increasingly more difficult to answer given how much precipitation that we've had. Right now, we're sitting at 166% of our April 1st average statewide. And of course, that April 1st measurement is the most important because that's when our snowpack is traditionally the deepest. And that's the measurement we use to determine how much water we'll have for the upcoming year. So we're already at 166% of that a month ahead of schedule, which is phenomenal. And in the short term, we've seen terrific reductions in our drought monitor status here in California. That said, I'm going to say something that's probably going to be very unpopular, and that's that we're still not out of the woods with our long-term drought yet. Yes, we have plenty of snow. We've seen plenty of rain, and our reservoirs are filling. But given the severity of the drought that we've been in and how long it's been, it'll likely take a couple of above average winters at least to resolve it. And I think that being said, there is reason to celebrate this winter. We have a terrific snowpack, and it has really reduced our short-term drought conditions and should make an impact on our long-term drought conditions as well.
Oh, well, that's promising. That's good to hear. Yesterday, the lab was within, I believe it was 6.5 feet of reaching the 2016-2017 winter season snowfall total, which was like just shy of 48 feet. Was that a record? And do you think that the lab will surpass this total at some point this winter?
Yeah, absolutely right. As of this morning, we're actually within 3.5 feet of that record. So it's likely that we will surpass it sometime soon. I'm not exactly sure when, probably, to be honest, in the next week. That 2016-2017 record is one of the top three snowiest years that we've had in the last 30 years. But with that being said, it's only the 9th snowiest year that we've ever had at the Snow Lab going back to 1946. Our snowiest winter came 1951, 1952, and that clocked in at a very amazing 67.65 feet of snow. So for the last 30 years or so, it's looking like we could, really gain a record spot in that time frame. But as far as the longer time frame, still yet to be seen.
What do you do to pass the time when you're not working?
If you had asked me at this time last year, it would be a lot of playing video games and reading books. Lately, since December, I've gotten into watercolor. So I enjoy doing some watercolor paintings, and I tend to be meticulous. So it takes a lot of time when I do it, fortunately.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. You know, given that you're projecting that, you know, you're going to at least reach or surpass that 2016-2017 winter year, and you just got out of blizzard conditions, you got a break today. You know, as we know down here, people don't necessarily heed warnings of mountain travel because it can be really dangerous and even impassable to go over the summit. I mean, do you have some messaging to give to people when given that you've been given a front row seat to these unprecedented and extraordinary conditions up at the summit?
Yeah, absolutely. I will say this. Like I said, yesterday was probably the most intense snowfall and blizzard conditions I've ever seen in my life. And that includes when I used to work, live out in the Great Plains and do storm chasing and things like that out there. It's just not worth it, you know, to try to get to somewhere if you're not already in that spot. You know, the National Weather Service before this blizzard occurred said, get to where you need to be by Sunday, because if not, you're not going any further. And that's absolutely the case. And not only are the winds and the visibility and the snowfall rates hazardous, but there's been a lot of avalanches occurring up here as well that have been sliding into. There was one in Palisades that slid into, thankfully, an abandoned building. And there have been several that the California Highway Patrol and Trucking mentioned might have impacted I-80. So it's not just you being safe on your own and trying to get through bad visibility. There are other circumstances that are outside of your control that can do a lot of harm. So if these big events are happening, get to where you need to be early and do not travel during the storm.
Yeah, I've been up there many a times during whiteout conditions and just like really miserable weather when I-80 was shut down. I had to give some advice to a friend who was in Reno and wanted to travel back on really a terrible day to do so. They ended up staying an extra night. And I've talked to some photojournalists who've been up there, covered Donner Summit and these conditions for over 20 plus years. And they were telling me that this recent system of storms have been some of the worst that they've experienced, you know, just with which is how extraordinary and really miserable those conditions are. So and you're living right through it, Andrew. So if you kind of had a crystal ball, you don't, or maybe a snow globe, perhaps, what does the next few weeks, what do you think it'll look like in terms of snowfall?
Well, if I have my snow globe out in front of me here on my desk, I would say that we're going to pick up with our snowfall again this Saturday. And it's looking like we will be in store for many more feet in the upcoming weeks. To what extent and what specific number, I'm not sure. But for all intents and purposes, it looks like we're going to be getting another 4 to 6 feet over the next week and a half, at least. Could be upwards of 10 feet over the next 2 weeks. But of course, the forecast tends to move around a little bit as time goes on. So all I'll say is there's plenty more snow in the future.
Andrew Schwartz is the lead scientist at the UC Berkeley Central Sierra Snow Lab. Thank you for always making time for us, Andrew.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for having me on again.
And Andrew is providing us an update on California's impressive snowpack. Up next, a plant fossil discovered in Placer County decades ago has recently helped close a significant gap in the fossil record. The researchers from Sierra College and University of Kansas join us to share this remarkable story tens of millions of years in the making. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.